What I'd like to do now is offer a couple of just suggestions about the breath awareness practice before we do our second practice, which is called the Wheel of Awareness practice. But what some people find when they do the breath awareness practice is that letting go of a distraction is actually quite difficult to do. And if that's the case, then one thing that can be very helpful is to make a gentle mental notation, to say thinking, if a thought has distracted you, or if a memory has distracted you, remembering, or a feeling, you can say feeling. So you don't name the specific thought, like, oh, I'm thinking about going to dinner tomorrow night, I don't know if I should invite my cousin to come along because, you know, he's not getting along with my aunt. You don't do that, you just say thinking, or worrying. And this can allow you to let go of the distraction after you've identified that this is just a mental activity that's happening. So that can be a very helpful thing. The thing we should keep in mind is that some people actually don't find the breath relaxing, and they can work on it in various ways, but sometimes they have to use another focus, the bottoms of the feet, in walking meditation, doing yoga, doing Tai Chi, Qigong. Sometimes the breath is difficult. Sometimes it's very helpful to find out why is the breath uncomfortable, and often, in my clinical experience, there's a reason, and that reason needs to be resolved. But just know that not everyone feels comfortable with the breath, and that's fine. And finding a way to have this practice of what William James called an education par excellence, where in fact you could take a wandering attention and return it again and again to the target, would be the best kind of education of the mind. And then he went on to say, the problem is we actually don't know how to do that, but the fact is we do. And for many practices, including Buddhist practices and other forms of mindfulness practice, like centering prayer, there is an effort to pay attention to your intention, in this case to focus on the breath, and to have awareness of awareness. Those are the two fundamental aspects of every mindfulness practice, awareness of awareness and attention to intention. And when you do that, then you're able to then have this education par excellence.